أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وبنها آية للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 91 of Surah Al-Anbiya. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about his favors upon 16 Nabis of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about the 17th Nabi. But before that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about his mother, and the reference here is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and his mother Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. And remember that woman who had kept guarded her chastity. She had safeguarded her chastity despite the fact that after the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were some groups of the Bani Israel against her. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had warded off all those allegations. They wondered where this child, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, had come from. We discussed this in Surah Maryam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala miraculously made Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak whilst he was just a few days old. So the pious amongst the Bani Israel, they accepted the fact that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a miracle. It was a sign of the Qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But by and large, many of them had not accepted this incident to be a miracle of Allah, and they made allegations against Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِن رُوحِنَا. Then in Surah Maryam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that she never usually left her chamber, but on this one occasion, very seldom it was that she left. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to give her the tidings of a child, of a son, and then via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he blew into her the ruh of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala says, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِن رُوحِنَا, that we had blown into her part of our ruh, in other words, the soul of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And why all of this? Allah ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبَنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we made her and her son, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, ayatan, a great sign, lil alameen, for the people of the entire universe. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed one qudrat at the time when Allah ta'ala had created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the very creation of insan, putting the ruh into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, giving him life. There was no mother, no father, and hence that itself was a great qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The general qudrat of Allah, every child that is born is a qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From inception, from conception, right up to the birth of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in itself is a miracle. But insan is insan. We get so used to seeing this miracle, so used to witnessing this miracle, that a child in the womb of the mother, in three layers of darkness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about an entire human being, and then Allah ta'ala ushers that human being into this world. Is that not a qudrat? But when man becomes too used to that qudrat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows a greater sign. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also this great sign that without male intervention, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the womb of his mother. And this is that kun fayakun, that Allah ta'ala's command, and it was being. So hence here Allah Rabbul Izzat says, it was a great sign for Isa. Isa alayhi salam was a great sign for the whole of mankind. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that those that believed he was a Nabi of Allah, then they would have been successful. Those that denied his nubuwat, those that denied that he was a Nabi of Allah, obviously for them, there was failure. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.